On Sunday, July 31st, the Catholic Church in England and Wales marks its annual Day for Life, an observance called for by the late Pope John Paul II to celebrate the dignity of every human life. This year, the theme of the Day for Life focuses on the meaning of authentic happiness, a theme that Pope Benedict discussed with children and students from Catholic schools during his pastoral visit to Britain in September last year. Father John Sherrington is a moral theologian from the Diocese of Nottingham and is shortly to become Auxiliary Bishop of Westminster. His episcopal ordination will take place on September the 14th in Westminster Cathedral. He told me about the importance of this Day for Life, celebrated in parishes across England and Wales this Sunday.
We focused on the meaning of happiness, and Pope Benedict's written about the meaning of happiness. What makes us happy? And I think that that's a profound question for many people to answer. Certainly, there's a great preoccupation in finding happiness through wealth, through success. But the Pope reminds us about something much deeper. That's the human heart and the desire of God to speak into that heart. So I think this coming weekend, we've the opportunity to focus on the meaning of happiness. And that can rekindle people's love for God, for Jesus Christ, for the message of the gospel. Last Sunday's gospel spoke about Jesus offering a parable of the searching for the fine pearl, the treasure in the field, which is the same theme. And I think if we can rekindle that search in people for those deeper values, then they can find better happiness.
This theme of authentic happiness was actually drawn from the Pope's words to the children when he went to meet children and educators at Twickenham.
It is, yes. The Pope reminded each of the children there in that very creative, vibrant meeting, which was full of joy, about the desire of the human heart and the call that God gives each person, and that they're called to be saints. And I think that theme has captured many people's hearts. The call to be a saint and to rediscover what that means in however we each person lives out that call in their lives.
I hope that among those of you listening to me today, there are some of the future saints of the 21st century. Perhaps some of you have never thought about this before. Perhaps some of you think being a saint is not for you. Let me explain what I mean. When we are young, we can usually think of people that we look up to, people we admire, people we want to be like. It could be someone we meet in our daily lives that we hold in great esteem, or it could be someone famous. We live in a celebrity culture. And young people are often encouraged to model themselves on figures from the world of sport or entertainment. My question for you is this: what are the qualities you see in others that you would most like to have yourselves? What kind of person would you really like to be? When I invite you to become saints, I am asking you not to be content with second best. I'm asking you not to pursue a limited goal and ignore all the others. Having money makes it possible to be generous and to do good in the world, but on its own it is not enough to make us happy. Being highly skilled in some activity or profession is good, but it will not satisfy us unless we aim for something greater still. It might make us famous, but it will not make us happy.
Father John Sherrington, I'm wondering if you have your own saints or role models who inspire you in your ministry.
I'm inspired by an older saint now, Saint Alphonsus Liguori. He was made patron of moral theologians in the 1950s. But what St. Alphonsus was able to do was found a middle way through a very polarised debate at that time between those who were rather dismissive of moral teaching and those who were rather rigid. And I think that St. Alphonsus reintegrated the spiritual life and the moral life. That's important. And help people to find a way forward step by step in responding to that invitation of God. So St. Alphonsus Liguori, for me, is a very important saint.
And a model, perhaps, for the challenges facing the Church in today's society.
I think he has a lot to offer in today's society, yes.
The Day for Life, as you say, is an annual initiative. How is it celebrated throughout the parishes, throughout the diocese?
It really depends on each particular parish priest. Of course, it falls just at the beginning of the summer holidays, so many people have gone away. But we receive resources, and then it's really up to each priest to develop those. Certainly in the Diocese of Nottingham, there's nothing more structured than that. But it is a theme that can tap into the heart.
There's a very poignant video as part of the material from Bishop Michael, who died just recently. Those kind of personal stories, personal witnesses, can often be the most encouraging sort of material that people can use, can't they?
They can, yes. I think that all of us have experience of visiting elderly parishioners in nursing homes, and they often are men and women full of deep faith. We can use those examples in our homilies. We can speak about the family values that we've inherited. So I think those personal communications, those personal stories do communicate very strongly. I was at Bishop Michael's funeral last week, and there the preaching focused on the many ways in which he had touched people's lives, his involvement with the young people at Taizé, his concern for the church in Cambodia, his passion for justice, and again his witness at the end of his life to living through suffering and finding hope in the cross.
You were involved also, weren't you, in drawing up the Bishop's 2004 document, Cherishing Life, which is a very lengthy and in-depth reflection on all aspects of protection of life, healthcare, research, medical research, marriage, sexuality and so on. How much has that message, if you like, been received, do you think, by people in the pews?
Cherishing Life was a development, a way in which we tried to bring Pope John Paul II's encyclical, The Gospel of Life, into our culture. I think we've a lot more work to do. The document Cherishing Life is, as you say, a lovely document. It presents the themes of acting justly, loving tenderly, walking humbly with our God. I think that perhaps we didn't sufficiently promote it at the time. We didn't find the best way of communicating its core truths. So I think there's a lot we could revisit, and the Pope's focus on happiness, the Day for Life, has helped us to do that.
My thanks there to Bishop-elect John Sherrington, who will become an auxiliary of the Diocese of Westminster in September this year.